Today is Thursday, May 14th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. I read an article today that the Seychelles, she sells seashores by the sea. She sells Seychelles by the seashell. the Seychelles, which is an apparently a group of islands. Is that called an archipelago? I can't remember. Anyway, it doesn't matter. For some reason, the word archipelago came to me. And why would the word archipelago come to you? I should Google it, but then my keyboard will make noise. And so I'm not going to do that. But anyone can Google what is an archipelago. Archipelago. Actually, I did Google it. Yeah, it's a group of islands. I was correct. Look at that. Man, how smart am I? It was probably in the article, I'm going to guess. Probably it said the Seychelles and archipelago, and that's why I remember it. Because, I mean, who the hell just thinks archipelago? Anyway, regardless, I was reading an article, and if you've wanted to cruise to the Seychelles, apparently the Seychelles have said no cruises can stop there until 2022 or something like that. Something crazy. So there will be no cruises to the Seychelles until 2022. I don't think it was a really big cruise destination, but it looks very beautiful. It's somewhere I would want to go for sure. If I was going to cruise anytime soon, I think the Seychelles would be great, but nope, you can't do it. There is no cruising to the Seychelles. So last night I did a little bit more 3D modeling. I did want to mention, it is taking me a really long time, and I'm probably doing things incorrectly, but I guess that's the only way that you learn, is just by diving in there and doing it. Because I have this tendency to watch YouTube channels, but never actually do the thing myself. So I posted that photo on Twitter, if you guys haven't seen it, just of the walls of the, and this is the 3D modeling that I'm doing in Blender of the house. And, so now I've added texture, brick texture, and it's just, so far it's just the image, so it's not even really a texture, but a brick image to some of the walls, although I'm not finished, because I couldn't figure out how to join all the walls together into one object, because when I did that, weird things happened, and then I was unable to edit stuff. So again, this is where, you know, I'm going the really long, hard, arduous way here, and I'm having to apply texture to each individual little section of wall. It's taking forever. And I added two windows, so on the back, because again, I'm trying to get the back done so I can start adding some landscaping features. And I was looking for pre-made models of hot tubs earlier, because, you know, one of the things we want to do is, like, I want to figure out where we're going to place the hot tub. And the hot tub model that I found was like $50. You had to pay this guy $50 for a hot tub. But I don't know if I have time to learn how to model a hot tub as well. So I may be buying 3D models to put into this thing. Anyway, so tonight I'll post another picture to give you guys a status update, a progress update, so I can keep myself accountable, kind of like you do when you lose weight, which I'm not doing. You know, you do those status photos to prove to people you're actually making some progress. I'll post a status photo of my Blender image here. Archer said he was interested in it on Twitter. So I got an email from Sam in the Hinterlands. I'm going to go ahead and read it. It says, getting the walls of your virtual house done is quite the accomplishment. I'm sure it was definitely more interesting than whatever the meeting was about, too. Yeah, it was. And I can listen and do other things. You know, I can scroll around and add texture to walls. Once you've added texture to one wall, you know, it doesn't take much concentration to add texture to another one. She says, church without music seems, well, not very much like church, actually. So, you know, interesting. Well, first of all, the orchestra and the choir are not performing. Performing is probably the wrong word, but whatever. The orchestra and the choir are not there, but we have a band that's like synthesizers and guitars and drums and et cetera. And apparently they've been able to set them up on the stage far enough apart that they're okay. Apparently if they stay 12 feet apart, each one of them, they're okay to do whatever they need to do. There, we also have singers, like a praise singer group, whatever, you know, you want to say. And as long as they stay 12 feet apart, the problem is the choir, there's like 150 people in the choir. I don't know, some large number. And you can't keep 150 people 12 feet apart on the stage. Like, there's no room. So, and the orchestra, even though we're small, you really need to be close together to be able to hear each other in an orchestra situation so that you can play together and actually sound coherent and sound good. So, and again, because you're blowing air through instruments, and part of that is going to be, it's not really like on instruments, you'll call it a spit valve. There, you get moisture inside your instrument. And so you'll see musicians emptying what they call spit. It's not really spit. But regardless of that, it's really condensation on the inside of the horn. But regardless of that, even though it's not actual spit, you are blowing air from your lungs into an instrument, and then that's going out into the room, and it's going to have some, I'm assuming, some molecules of, you know, whatever, your germs and stuff in it. So I understand that. So they do have a, they do have worship singers, what they call them, I guess, and a band, but it's a small number of people. So they've been able to do that. But the big, huge orchestra and choir, because my church has a really big music program. So, I mean, we have huge choir, nice size orchestra, all that. But we don't know when we're going to go back. I mean, it could be, who knows? We might not at all this year. Which means I need to start practicing at home so I don't forget how to play. So yes, they do have music, but just not the big music. And she says, as I told Fatty, I'm sorry to hear about your friend. Losing a partner would be awful, especially at such a young age. Good shows. Glad to hear your voice. Well, thanks for the email, Sam. So I don't have much more to say about that, but, you know, I was really sad for Rodan, and I can't imagine at all what that must be like at all. So I just can't. So I'm speechless, really. To Twitter, Archer says, "Look so cool. I want to see the floor plan." Oh, okay, Archer. So I do have the PDF. I guess I could just email you the PDF if you really want to see it of the house. And apparently tonight, Mark and I are going to watch the Survivor finale. So I'm on a little show called Survivor's Ready Podcast, where Fatty and Sam and Faye and Daniel and Chris sometimes, and Joe occasionally, maybe just once, where we all kind of pick apart the Survivor episodes every week on a podcast, and we do it live on Pride 48, and we release it as a podcast. And normally, we record on Sunday evenings, and normally, even though Survivor comes on Wednesday evenings, normally I won't watch it until Sunday afternoon so that I can have it on my mind, you know, in my memory, so I can talk about it. Because a lot of times what we'll do is Sam will read a note like, oh, so-and-so did whatever, and then somebody will be like, oh, I didn't remember that happening. Because it's been like 4 days since the show came out. But we can't be bothered to record the same night because it's in the middle of the week and we'd be recording super late on a Wednesday night. You know, that's a school night for most. And we just can't, we're not that devoted, I don't guess. And so anyway, but we're going to go ahead and watch it because I've already started to see some tweets kind of not saying who the winner was, but skirting the edges of being a spoiler. And so I was like, hey, Mark, we need to watch this tonight because otherwise one of us is probably going to get spoiled and we don't like that. So I think we're going to do that tonight. I'm going to work some more on my Blender project. And then I'm going to tweet out a photo an updated photo so you guys can see. I hope I can get all the windows on the back done, the door on the back, and maybe part of the roof. But I don't know. I'm not sure how I'm going to figure out the roof. Like, from the floor plan that they sent me, I don't think they told me how high the roof is. Like, I don't know how to say this, but like, from the base of the roof to the tip of the roof, like what that measurement is, so I can make sure I'm getting it tall enough. But I don't know. And I'm not even sure how in my, you know, I had to kind of figure out how to build the walls, and there are like five different ways to do everything. So I don't even know if I'm doing it right, or maybe there is no right way. I'm not really sure how to build a roof. So, and again, I'm sure there are five different ways to build a roof, and it doesn't matter, but we'll see. Regardless, I'll post a picture later. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow, everyone. Bye.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.